And now is the time to just basically educate our entire populace about the issue of corruption. Corruption is something that hinders development. There should not be a culture of impunity, a culture of acceptance, because if we don't hold our public officials, people who are in top offices, or if we do not even hold ourselves accountable, then where are we heading as a people, as a nation and people? And so this exercise is not targeting any one group of people. First, what we are doing now is we are acting on the other reports that the GAC has submitted to the legislature. And then the next thing we're going to do, we have reports coming up for incumbent officials. There are reports of alleged acts of corruption. We are also going to delve into that. So we're just going to look at it holistically. We're going to deal with corruption in every area. It's a movement, and this is why we are calling on everyone to join us. We cannot do it on our own. We rely on the public for intelligence. We rely on them for their support too.
So this dispels the notion held out there by critics that it could be politically motivated.
The LACC is void of politics. We try as much as possible. We are not perfect, but we try as much as possible to be independent, void of politics.
Tell us more about this project, the training exercise you have taking place in Bourne County.
Thank you. So part of our mandate at the LACC is education and prevention. Even though we have the mandate to investigate and prosecute, but we also have the mandate to educate the public. And this is what we are doing. And this is a project that is being sponsored by the United Nations, the UNDP, and the UN Women. Educate the public, specifically women groups, the youth, as well as civil society organizations, on how to report corruption, how to identify acts of corruption, and basically to join the LACC in the fight against corruption.
Is that a specific reason why women are the key focus of this project?
Corruption hinders development. When I'm talking about development, most of all, I'm talking about education, I'm talking about access to healthcare. We women, we are childbearing individuals who go through a lot.